producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, I admit I'm not exactly Martha Stewart, but every once in a while, you know, I get involved in like a project that is so unlike me, like cleaning something. It's not that I'm dirty. It's not even that I'm messy. It's just that every once in a while I sort of get involved in a project and sort of time flies. I guess time flies when you're doing things that you're really not very used to doing and you're not really all that interested in, but you need to concentrate because it's not your skill level.
Yeah.
Is that the name of a book or a country western song or something? Mm. Anyway, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, the non-Martha Stewart. I found this this stuff called Barkeep's Friend or Barkeeper's Friend. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, I have heard of that, actually.
Were you ever a bartender?
Nope.
Because it's kind of like it's kind of like the Cadillac of Ajax, because it's not very abrasive, but it'll take anything off anything. It's amazing. I had a friend who was in a car accident, and somebody hit him, and they didn't really damage very much, but I guess their cars are made for sort of bashing into one another. So he didn't, the person who hit him didn't really scratch the car, but he left this long, it was a white car, it was a rental, of course, and left a, like a long, a black line. It wasn't scratched, but it was rubber that was laid down at a pretty high speed and with a fair amount of pressure. So you weren't just going to be able to take your fingernail and get rid of it. And if you use anything very abrasive, you're going to go through the paint and leave a scratch. And he had, of course, opted not to get the collision insurance. So I took my friendly barkeep with a sponge and a little bit of water and just I took the entire thing off. So I am St. Joy, the Divine. Yeah. So someone's going to call up and ask me where to buy. I have no idea.
So that stuff's not abrasive. It won't.
Well, I think it is abrasive, but I think it's somehow, it's very, whatever it is, it may be that it's more rounded. I don't know why it works much better. Ajax would have taken the entire paint off,
right.
You know, which is not against Ajax. It's just, but this stuff, I don't know, it probably has some silicone in it or something so that it lowers surface tension. I don't know exactly. I should look it up. Before I start, I had no. If you'd asked me 5 minutes ago if I was going to be talking about surface tension of abrasives, I would have said, "Are you out of your mind?" So sometimes I haven't really done the research on this because it pops into my head. And
right.
I know someone's saying, "Isn't she a psychologist?" Yeah, I am, but a psychologist with broad interests, right?
Right.
And a liberal education. The two together, the three together are probably a little bit more lethal than people would assume. At any rate, 855-993-7569. I am the aforementioned Dr. Joy Brown, and you can get in touch with me Monday through Friday from noon to 3 at the phone number I just gave you. And should you forget it, it's actually 855-99-855 is pretty easy to remember, right? 99, for you, darling, 99. Then just Dr. Joy, D-R-J-O-Y. Should you forget it, you can go to drjoy.com, and it's there in big old letters. So you can either do the numbers or the letters. Okay? And for those of you, I've been getting a whole lot of people who've either emailed me or grabbed me and said, where can I get your program or when can I get your program? And to be quite honest, I should probably be able to keep, you know, 100 stations clear in my head, but I don't. So what you can do is go to the website. And when in doubt, even if you can't hear me in your area, which would be tragic, of course, then you can download the podcast for free at either Dr. Joy or at iTunes. And we stream it live, so you can listen online if you want. You know, the idea, listen, I'd love for every radio station in America to carry the program, except that basically in competing in the same market, you can't have more than one station that carries your program. They compete with one another. But nevertheless, you get the point. But in the meantime, you can always hear the program. Because my point is to for you to have access to the program. If I have access to advertising dollars, so much the better. But that's secondary, believe it or not, to just being able to have you guys here and get in touch with me and ask me about whatever it is that you want to talk with me about. And you can do that in a number of ways. You can answer Facebook questions, which are what I come up with or what the guys come up with of something that's either we've seen in a paper, it's part of our lives, or we're curious about, or it comes up. For example, we have devoted most of this month to questions about love, which is not an unusual topic around here, as you can imagine. I'm basically, I mean, regardless of what you ask me to talk about, I do relationships. So, but whether it's been the email questions or the Facebook questions or your questions where you called me, that's primarily what our focus has been, which is not terribly unusual. It may just be a little bit more focused this month because it's Heart Month. It's Valentine's Day. And let's see, we've got, we've still got Washington's birthday coming up, but that's kind of been dwarfed by President's Day. I don't know, I kind of liked it when we had one Lincoln, one Washington, but we've got that coming up, which I guess is kind of considered a minor holiday now, because we have the Monday holiday of President's Day. And we have the Oscars coming up, and we have City Hawkins Day, which is the date, the 29th of February in leap year, so it only comes up every 4 years. And on Sadie Hawkins Day, Al Capp, who did Little Abner, does Little Abner even carried in? Well, I guess there's still funny papers, right? There's still comic books.
Yeah.
But they're certainly a lot less common than they used to be. And is Little Abner still in the comic books? In the newspapers? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
We have to check it out. Again, I didn't know I was going to be talking about Little Abner either, but I could check it out. Hal, Mammy Yoakum and Papa Yoakum, and he was the one who invented City Hawkins Day, where the idea was in Dogpatch that Mary and Joe would, that's not Mary and Joe, it's Marion, like M-A-R-R-Y-I-N apostrophe, Joe would start a race, he would blow the whistle, and all the bachelors, including Little Abner, would take off. And the women would, I don't know how much of a head start they had, maybe 5 minutes or something. I don't remember the specifics. But then the women would chase after him. If you caught him, he was yours.
Okay.
A matriarchal society.
Yeah.
But it only happened one day every 4 years. And I remember as a kid, they used to have City Hawkins dances at school where girls would ask the boys. And, you know, with my generation, girls never asked boys out, so that was considered really cool. And you would go and pick him up, and you would take him a corsage, and you would make the corsages out of things like radishes.
Hmm.
Maybe we should put up
edible corsages?
I guess. In theory, you could eat a carnation.
Oh, yeah.
You could eat an orchid or rose. We should put up on Facebook, do you have any City Hawkins Day stories?
All right. It looks like that comic strip ended in 1977.
Wow.
Apparently.
Jeez Louise, that's almost 40 years ago, 39 years ago. Wow.
Yeah, it started in 1934, it says.
And went to 1977,
yeah.
You said?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you don't even know about it. I wonder if it appears any place. It seems to be that there's been something. That's 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't really read the comic strip as much as know about City Hawkins Dance. Because the City Hawkins Dance had to be later than 77. I don't know. At any rate, let's see. I guess it's going to be an old-timers question about that. But I don't know if City Hawkins Day even is celebrated anymore. I guess we'll find out. All right, so we can put it on Facebook and see if we get any response. It wouldn't surprise me if we didn't, but I'm terrible about guessing how people are going to respond to Facebook. I think, oh, wow, everybody's going to really jump on this one, and no one does. And then I think, this one's a toss-away, and all of a sudden we get 200 people.
Yeah.
All righty. Speaking of which, this actually has nothing to do with that, except when we come back, I'll tell you this day in history, which is kind of an odd day, to be quite honest. More than many.
Yeah.
All right. Mostly, well, I'll tell you when we come back. All right. Give me a call if you have an odd story or not an odd story. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I just looked up City Talk and Say just for fun, and basically I had it, except it turns out that there is an ugly editorial that said, oh no, this shouldn't be celebrated as a fun holiday. This was, I mean, I knew that Sadie Hawkins was the ugliest woman in town, and her father, Hezekiel, was the wealthiest man in town, so he came up with this idea that no one's going to marry his daughter unless he started, had a race, and so basically, and then all the other spinsters, nice word, decided to do it. But, I mean, it was a comic strip, and it was at a different time in a different place, and I don't know. Occasionally political correctness can get a little overwhelming. I don't think, as I said, when I started talking about it, I said, you know, when I was a young woman, that girls just didn't ask boys out. And now it's, I had to put that sort of caveat in there because now it's very common and should be.
Yeah.
And the idea that a woman is not married is no longer an anathema. And the idea that her father's going to buy her a boyfriend, you know, lighten up, folks.
Yeah.
So at any rate, it's certainly a pseudo holiday, and it's originated with a comic strip in the 30s. But and the comic strip was always over the top. If you look, I mean, it was a sexist comic strip. That little Abner was stupid. And Daisy May, I mean, where do you think the concept of Daisy Mays came from, right? Cut off, very short, cut off blue jeans. And that came from that same comic strip. And how come we're not calling that sexist? That Daisy May ran around in barely covered and looked like a Playboy bunny blow-up doll. I mean, nobody views that as sexist. Of course it was, but it was a different time. And hopefully look at Wonder Woman. I'm not sure that that's that much of an improvement, except she's got her wristbands. So if you if you make some kind of comment, that she will zap you. But come on, folks. Comic strips are comic strips. And if you want, we put up, what have you learned from the movies? I mean, one of the things you learn from the movies is that women should go around screaming and a man should protect them, right?
Yeah.
Never mind. All right. Look, not very many people responded to that. I thought that would be one of those. I think I learned a kiss from the movies.
Oh.
We'll talk about it when we get to that. All right. On this day in 1885, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn was published in the United States for the first time. And there is now a movie called Band of Robbers, which is an update and modernization of Huckleberry Finn and Tom Sawyer. And it opened, I think, about 2 or 3 weeks ago without much fanfare. Look for it. It's really, it's funny, it's smart, it's got a lot of inside jokes about Mark Twain and about, you talk about political incorrectness. I mean, the N-word was one of the characters. And they actually refer to that. I mean, it's a very smart, literate, silly, endearing movie. It's called Band of Robbers, okay? And it's about Huckleberry Finn and Tom Sawyer. The first airmail took place on this day in 1911 from Allahabad in India when Henri Picot, a 23-year-old pilot, delivered 6,500 letters, which was about 10 kilometers, about 6.5 miles away. They'd been mailed 4 years before. I made that part up about being mailed 4 years before. I was just being cute about the post office. In 1930, Clyde Tumbaugh studied photographs that had been taken a month before and discovered dun, 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 Pluto, which has now been derobed. Declassified. I'm part of the group that wants Pluto put back in the solar system.
I remember saying that. That's why I'm excited about that one. I think
there actually is Pluto lovers or something. That there actually is a group, I think, that wants to get Pluto put back. And they said they've discovered two new planets, but I don't care. I want Pluto back. At any rate, it was discovered on this day. I suppose we should light a candle or something. Light a star. 1930... which is what? It's 14 minus 100, so it's 86 years ago. So Pluto existed for about 85 years.
Wow.
That's not much of a half-life for a star or a planet. Hopefully the United States will do a little bit, or the Earth will do a little bit better.
Yeah.
I remember doing, I think I've done this story most years since I've been on the air. Not every year, perhaps. But it turns out Elm Farm Ollie became the first cow to fly in a fixed-wing aircraft and also the first cow to be milked in an aircraft. Now, all I can think about when I first did this story was that cow must have been terrified. It must have given out cottage cheese, right? I mean, think about a cow going, munch, munch, you know, eating, chewing cud, and, oh, the ground is moving. Oh, that's kind of odd. What's going on here? I mean, can you imagine that poor cow?
Yeah.
In a fixed... I mean, why would you do that?
Right. What's the purpose of that?
I mean, you know, to throw a cow patty at somebody you didn't like? I don't know. That makes no sense to me whatsoever. But it was obviously a publicity stunt. But I, you know, poor Ellie. You know, I think that we should. It's actually Ollie, not Ellie. I think it's Elm Farm Ollie as opposed to Elm Farm Ellie. But I mean, it was, but obviously Ollie had to be female if you're going to milk her.
Right.
It's hard to milk Ollies unless it's Ollie North, and that's a whole different thing. Okay. In this day, believe it or not, Scientology was established in L.A. You could see it's a day that is a little sort of offbeat. And to top it all off, so today, I mean, I think we should write down that this is National Weird Day to a certain extent. Snow falls. Don't take me on Scientology. I'm just saying, you know, that flying cows. What can I tell you? In 1979, snow falls in the Sahara Desert in Algeria for the only time in recorded history. You talk about global warming.
Yeah.
Snow in the desert. Must have been, I mean, I know, if you've ever been, I've not been in the Sahara, but I've been in other deserts, and I've been in Arizona and New Mexico, and it gets cold at night in the desert, but snow, there's usually not enough precipitation. Amazing kind of thing. All right, speaking of amazing, I will tell you another couple of amazing things. That one-third of 18 to 24-year-olds don't check their bank balance because they're afraid what it will say. A third? One-third of people don't have any idea if they're overdrawn or how much money they have in their bank? In the bank? I mean, folks, that's fiscal irresponsibility.
Right.
Parents everywhere, are you encouraging this? When your kid calls up and says, I'm a little short this month, you send them a check? How about sitting down with them and working out a budget? Part of parenting is teaching our kids life skills. Part of life skills is learning how to deal with money. One third.
It's crazy.
Wow. Well, it's irresponsible.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Majority of the U.S. public school students are in poverty. A majority, that means over half, means people who can afford to send their kids to private school are, which I personally am against. I am a believer in public education. And when my daughter was young, I was involved in the school system because I think that the cornerstone of democracy is education. And if people who can afford private school take their kids out of private school, public schools will suffer and our country suffers. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I talked to you about the housing situation and my fiance.
Right.
And you suggested to build a new house.
Okay, well, what I was saying, you own a house, as I recall, that has no mortgage on it. It's been in the family for a long time.
Yep.
That she, and I said that there were several issues. And your concern was her son. Well, it sounds like there were two concerns. One is that you have a big house, but it's yours, and she has a son. And so the two issues were, where do we live, and does the son live with us? And I said it sounded to me that part of it was just her willingness or her wish to start off fresh together, and that you didn't have to sell your house, that you could rent it or whatever. And if the issue was her son not living with y'all once you were married, that if you have a big house with a lot of bedrooms, you're going to have a hard time negotiating that. So they had to be treated as two separate issues. So you went to her and said, okay, let's build a new house. And she said...
Yep. She says, well, okay. And I says, but she just bought a house 2 years ago. She can't get out because the housing market's bad. And I says, well, she has a son and a daughter that's 18, but she's in college. I said, that's great. I says, but your son has three jobs and is living at home and not paying any utilities or rent. I said, if I build a $200,000 home and you want him to live with us, I think he should be able to pay some rent. And she just went off the handle and said, none of my children are ever going to pay rent if they live with us or not. And I didn't know what to say.
All right, let me suggest a different. I think the two of you have some issues that may need to get resolved, and the house is just a place that they're going to kind of float around. But one of the possibilities, move her into your house. Let her keep her house and let her kids live there, and she can pay the expenses there, and you don't care.
I said the exact same thing. I said that way you can, if something would happen, you would have a place to go back to.
No, that's not why.
We don't disrupt the children's lives.
Gary, saying to your about-to-be bride, if something goes wrong, at least you'll have a fallback position, is not considered romantic.
I meant she was keeping the equity in her home, and we're not disrupting her children's life.
And so what did she say about that?
Well, we're all going to live together.
Gary, I think you. How long have you guys been dating each other?
7-8 months.
I think the two of you have some things to resolve.
I've been through a year of counseling. She won't take any.
Well, but Gary, I mean, look, it takes 9 to 12 months to know somebody. The two of you have just banged into the fact that you have a completely different idea about what marriage is, what family is, and the place of kids in it. This relationship may not be viable.
Oh, I agree. I've pondered that thought, too. But I've always heard you say that if there's children and they're 21, 22, not going to school and have
Gary,
a job, it should
Gary,
be being a little...
Gary, I'm not disagreeing with you. They ain't your kids. You're not. You're preaching to the choir. Do I think a 21-year-old should be having three jobs and living at home and not paying rent? No. They're not my kids. They're not your kids. They're her kids.
Right.
She's not going to go along with it. The two of you have just run into a major stumbling block. My guess is if you really look, there are probably some other stumbling blocks the two of you have run into.
Well, you've got to be right there, and I haven't come across them yet, but I've never said anything about our children because it's never been my place. I've always agreed with you on that. But where it got to the point to where they were in my home.
I got it. Gary, my dear, I'm not arguing with you. I'm not saying you're wrong.
I'm saying
the two of you may have an insurmountable issue here. 7 or 8 months, that's why we don't encourage people to get married on the first date. That these things take a while to work out, and sometimes they're negotiable and sometimes they ain't. You may have just run into an ain't. Pippa, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Brown.
Hi, Pippa.
I'm dealing with a sister who's depressed and sort of wondering if I could get some advice.
Okay.
I've been pushing her to go to a psychiatrist, and I'm not sure if that's the right thing
to
do.
All right, let me get a little information. How old are you?
I am 34.
How old is your sister?
She's 36.
How many other are you in the family?
Just the mother, no other siblings.
Okay. How close to her do you live?
About 400 miles.
How often do you see her?
Sort of just depends on how well things are going.
Well, on average. I mean, you see her once a year, once a month?
Oh, no more than that. I mean, probably 6 times a year, maybe.
Okay. Is she single or married?
She's single.
Okay. Are you single or married?
Single.
Okay. Does she have a history of depression?
Yes.
Starting from when?
I think childhood.
What symptoms are you seeing today that she may be depressed?
Well, you can't get through a phone conversation without her crying. So that's a big one.
Does she have a job?
She does.
Does she go to the job?
Yes, she does. She's struggling right now, but she does go.
What is she crying about? What's making her so sad?
Work, life, everything, I think.
So if you said to her, Sissy, I mean, we can't get through a conversation without you crying. It sounds to me it's time for you to talk to somebody. What would she say?
Well, I've got to the point where she's agreed to go, finally, over years.
Okay.
So now
she's had a history of depression and she's never gone to a therapist?
No, she has gone before, but it was years ago.
All right, so she's agreeing that she should go.
Yes.
So what's the question is, should it be a psychiatrist?
No, I'm pretty sure she's going to need medication. I'm wondering, she doesn't have any health insurance, so it's a big monetary output.
Well, she's got full-time work and no health insurance?
She's an adjunct professor, so...
And the school.
But
if she's on campus, they probably have a student health service that she can probably avail herself of.
It's community colleges, so they really have like a nurse's office.
I'd give it a try.
Okay, well that we could do.
Yeah, because first of all, they may have a deal with a medical school or whatever. I mean, but look, think of it this way: if she needed kidney dialysis, we'd figure out a way to get it done for her because
yeah,
it's life threatening.
Yeah, we totally will.
So is depression. So yeah, I mean, I would have her go and talk with somebody on the faculty, you know, the dean or whatever.
That's never going to happen.
All right. Well, I mean, just about health services, not to talk with the dean about her personal problems. You don't want to mix those two things. But I would have her trot over to the health service and just see what the deal is, because if nothing else, they can probably get her medication at cost, if not the referral. And yeah, I'd probably start her, if not with a psychiatrist, at a mental health clinic that has a psychiatric component to it. Because we know, because all the research has said in the last 5 years, that we know that medication plus traditional therapy plus exercise is the most effective way of treating depression.
Right.
And maybe what you do is say to her, hey, look, instead of getting you a birthday present, a Christmas present, I'm going to start a therapy fund for you. So, you know, we're
subsidizing. Yeah, we've sort of done that. I'm wondering this may sound incredibly naive, if trying to just get her exercising and get her life under control, that might not be a better use of funds. I don't know.
I mean, I think you can ask her. There's no harm in trying something that is non-invasive, not expensive, and instantly available. But what you do is that you have to be rigorous about it. You have to be honest about it.
Right.
If it were my sister and she had no health insurance, would I say, look, go hit the health food store, stay off of alcohol, get some, you know, daily exercise, write in your journal and try St. John's Wort? Yeah, I would, because St. John's Wort is cheaper. It's eight times more common in Germany than Prozac is. You don't need a prescription for it. But any medication you can make yourself sick on. So, but if your sister is, the question is, is her depression so incapacitating, so debilitating that she's not going to be able to do this? If not, there's nothing to be lost except some time, which may be valuable, but by saying, okay, get up, you know, you and I will call you every morning, we'll get up and we will, you know, we will talk on our cell phones and we will run around the block four times together. That you'll do a volunteer activity, you'll start yourself on St. John's Wort, you'll stave off alcohol, you'll write in your journal every night. Do I think there's any harm in that? No, I don't, unless she's suicidal.
No, unless she's not, but in she's an, just above
fit.
That.
Well, but so what do you have to lose? What does she have to lose? The answer is nothing, as long as she's willing to be rigorous about it, to not overdose on St. John's Wort or the Stairmaster, and to see what happens. I mean, is there any harm in that? No, unless she is beyond being able to do that. And one of the problems about depression is that there's a lack of energy, there's a lack of focus, there's a sadness, there's a lethargy to it. So she can do that. It's useful on a whole bunch of different levels. If she cannot, then I think you have to not make her feel awful that she can't do that, not beat her up about it or have her beat herself up about it, of saying, well, if you're a really good person, you could do this. That's one of the hallmarks of depression, is really that lethargy.
Yeah, I know. I think you've clarified something for me, because I don't think she's able to do that, because she knows full well that she needs to exercise and do all
yeah,
those things.
I mean,
can't do it. So
that notion of, well, if you know, you can do it, it's all a matter of will, is a misunderstanding of depression.
Yeah, and the point being, you don't want to doubly victimize somebody who's already feeling awful. So I remember there was a study that came out a bunch of years ago with a guy saying that he cured himself of, I think, cancer by watching Three Stooges movies. I remember when that came out thinking, wait a minute. I have no problem with homeopathic stuff. I have no problem with sort of offbeat stuff, but you got to make sure that the traditional path has already been explored, because why would you not, and found to be wanting. But you don't blame people who don't respond to either the traditional or the atraditional. You don't blame anybody. I guess you basically mind your own business. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Ready. Let's find out what you want to talk about. It's your turn to be the program director for America's favorite psychologist, Dr. Joy Brown.
Whoa, okay. Let's hear what someone wants to be program director about.
All
bad
right.
Sentence.
We got Frank, and he wanted you to talk about how do children learn to resist unhealthy peer pressure, and how can adults learn to do the same?
Okay. What we're really talking about is self-reliance, which is not the same as self-esteem. Obviously, there's going to be some overlap. But this is one of my examples that I use a lot just because I think it's so sort of counterintuitive, which is if a kid runs up to you and says, mommy, mommy, or daddy, daddy, do you like my picture? Most parents would say the answer is, yeah, I think it's great. But that's not necessarily the right answer. The right answer, and I'll tell you why, if the kid just kind of, you know, dashed it off and they know it's not their best work and the parent says, wow, it's great, then the kid thinks, well, either mom or dad are not very good art critics, or no matter what, they're being hypocrites. They're not being honest with me. On the other hand, if you say to the kid, well, it's not your best work, and the kid really worked hard on it, then the kid feels upset. Well, gee, I really worked on it, and how come they don't like it, and they probably like my sib better. And so no matter what you say, it's wrong. So what is the right answer? Well, the right answer is, do you like it? Tell me about it. Do you think this is your best work? Was this hard to do? Can you do better? How do you feel about it? Because in that way, what you're doing is making the child more, and I'm going to use a word which is usually not used as a positive, more, I would say, centered rather than self-centered. But the idea being that they have some sense of when they do a good job, and are willing to talk with you about it and willing to evaluate it. And that's the basis of being able to resist peer pressure. It's the basis of a conscience. It's the basis of making good choices. It's the basis of making amends. It's the basis of correcting our mistakes. So it starts very early, and I think you're correct in asking about parenting to begin with, which is, okay, how do I raise a healthy kid? And for most of us, if our parents were great at it, then it seems seamless, and we're not sure exactly how to do it. If our parents, as far as we're concerned, didn't do a great job, which I think most people tend to feel, then we'll do the opposite, which doesn't necessarily work any better. So the idea being that you help the child understand their own wishes, their own abilities, their own skills. And to a certain extent, I do think the role of parent is that of cheerleader, of saying, okay, listen, tell me what you want to do and tell me how I can help you do it, which, again, puts a responsibility for goal setting, for orientation, for self-knowledge on the child rather than the parent. You hear me all the time saying that a parent making a decision for a child is, no matter how brilliant it is, it's not as good as the child making a decision for themselves, assuming that it's not life-threatening, illegal, or immoral. Because even in those circumstances, the kid's going to learn much more from their mistakes than they are from your successes. You're supposed to be smarter than they are. You've been around, hopefully, for 20 years or something more than they have on this planet. And if you haven't learned something, well, we should talk about whether you really want to be a parent. So the deal is helping your child to become more self-reliant. Now, let me admit up front that that makes parenting a much more difficult task, because if we teach our child to be obedient and to be dependent on our good wishes, then they're much more pliable. When we say go to bed, thus, oh yeah, mom or dad, I'm going to go to bed now because otherwise you won't love me or you won't think I'm terrific. A child that's taught self-reliance may be able to say, listen, this program is over in 15 minutes, and I'd really appreciate it if I could see the next 15 minutes, or that it's we're just about to daylight savings time, and so the kid will possibly argue and reason with you. So much more difficult to raise a child that way. But what we want as parents, hopefully, is to raise successful adults, not successful children, because successful children are obedient and compliant and mannerly, which is not to say that successful adults aren't. Well, successful adults, I don't think, are obedient. They can certainly have good manners. They can be kind. They can be empathic. But they also are more self-reliant. Because if you don't raise a child who's self-reliant, maybe easier to parent them. But exactly as Richard points out, when they get around teenagers or other authority figures, then they're going to be much more, if obedience is what they've learned, obedience is how they're going to behave. And so when a kid says, well, gee, let's, you shouldn't have to pay for that, just take it. Corporate America makes too much money, so just take what you want. Or if that's a car that you want, why should somebody who's rich have it and you not have it, go ahead and take it? So the idea being that you, or this is something that will make you feel really good, take it or toke it or whatever. The point being that a child who's been taught to be more self-reliant, to evaluate things on their own, is much more likely to say, why would I do that? It doesn't make any sense, or it's not legal, or it makes me feel funny, or, you know, it's going to make my breath smell funny, or my parents are going to have a fit about it, or I'd just as soon not run the risk, or that car isn't mine, or I'd rather pay for something than go to jail for it. So the idea about behavior, responsibility, compliance becomes part of the upbringing. And again, it's not something that we inherently think of as parents, because teaching our children to argue with us is not high on anybody's agenda. We think, well, gee, why would I do that? Well, the answer is, if they're arguing with you, then they're at least thinking for themselves. And isn't that really what we wanted? It's one of my favorite examples is the Jules Pfeiffer cartoon. Do people know who Jules Pfeiffer is anymore? He's probably been dead for 400 years. But cave paintings, folks, where there's a cartoon and this woman is saying, my parents made me obedient. I've made my daughter questioning. My parents made me accepting. I've made my daughter argumentative. My parents made me obedient. I've made my daughter self-reliant. Today my job is done. She's 21. She's just like my mom. And I think that's true to a certain extent. But raising children who can think for themselves is a much more complicated and challenging task. But the point is to raise adults who can think for themselves, who are not sheep. And the issue is not so much parents, is not so much adults who can think for themselves, because hopefully by at some point adults do learn to think for themselves. The issue is those years between childhood where kids are dependent and to a certain extent under the control of parents, and adulthood, the teenage years, because that's when self-reliance and being able to think for yourself, as opposed to exactly as Richard's saying, is peer pressure, is really where it's going to pay off. So a little more difficult raising a young child, but hopefully a more successful adult and a less compliant teenager to peer pressure. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.